Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Ewan Downey, CEO and director of i80 Gold Corp. It's traded on the TSX under the ticker IAU and on the NYSE under the ticker IAUX. Ewan, it's always great having you on the show just to get your thoughts on what's going on in Nevada, central Nevada. You've got four main projects with i80, but the big news really over the last week or so is the really great CRD bonanza grade you hit at your Ruby Hill project at the Hilltop Zone. I don't want to steal your thunder, so let's walk through some of these four drill holes released. Walk through some of these intercepts, what they mean for the project at Ruby Hill, what they mean for the company.
Yeah, the Ruby Hill property has definitely turned out to be pretty remarkable in terms of its upside. The CRD opportunity is something that when we acquired the project, even though we acquired it primarily for the Ruby Deeps, which is a sulfide refractory high-grade gold deposit that we've had great success expanding this year. But when we bought the property, we were almost as much interested in the base metal or the CRD opportunities we were in the gold. There is a known zone that's partially drilled off immediately below the pit called the Blackjack deposit, a zinc-rich deposit that was discovered by Homestake and Barrick, but not fully drilled out and not brought to resource status. So we're in the process of doing that here in the fourth quarter. But we also had some other compelling targets. And the Hilltop area was the first of those compelling targets. And obviously, it's been going very well. We've intersected some of the highest grade mineralization I think you'll find in a new discovery anywhere in the world this year. And we continue to drill it out. We've really expanded our drill program significantly because of the discovery, and we continue to step out, and visually we're really liking what we're seeing. So it's a pretty impressive discovery, but I would say it was not unexpected by us.
Yeah, I know that you were kind of excited to get on there and get some drills turning because you already knew that there was going to be some smoke there and you wanted to see if there was some fire. And I think you've found it, Ewan, your exploration team has. And just some of these intercepts, you know, we can review a couple of them here. The headline numbers that you went with were 60.2 grams per ton gold, 908 grams per ton silver, 15.7% lead, and 1.1% zinc over 10 meters. Also 1.9 grams per ton gold, 631 silver, 33% lead, which is a big lead intercept, and 7.4% zinc over 18.3 meters. But there was a couple other holes that, again, had a lot of base metals component, along with the precious metals component. When we had talked last time, Ewan, you mentioned that if you had some success here at the CRD zone, just remind people, there's already a processing plant for oxide, more for the gold side at Ruby Hill, but you'd even consider, if you keep hitting pay dirt like this, looking at making it a base metals process there.
Yeah, when we bought the project about a year ago, we said that immediately, that there is a processing plant on site. It is an oxide gold plant, but we don't really have a lot of oxide gold material. So we are reviewing potentially starting it for what oxide we do have. But really, our long-term intention has always been to convert that facility into a base metal plant and in the future produce both gold and base metals. And our vision, the size that we're seeing the deposits here, the potential size of these deposits here could easily justify a 2,000 to 3,000 ton a day base metal operation, which would effectively double our company's production on a gold equivalent annually. So it's really a pretty massive upside opportunity. But as I said, it didn't really surprise us that this mineralization is here. I guess it surprised us the grade, especially when we're seeing gold grades like this, but it didn't really surprise us that this mineralization is here because stepping back, if you look at the history of the Eureka District, and Ruby Hill is in the heart of the Eureka District, it's a major gold endowed system, but also base metal endowed. The history of this camp was started in the 1860s, was the first mine was found. And the first 100 years of production in the Eureka District was essentially all polymetallics or all base metal, CRD. And in 1966, after 100 years of production, the district went relatively quiet until Homestake showed up 30 years later in the 1990s, discovered the Archimedes pit, which is where we're working around, and it became a gold camp. And they shut it down in the early 2000s. And again, it was idle for about 15 years mostly idle for about 10, 15 years until we showed up. And when we showed up, we didn't just look for gold like Barrick and Homestake did. We decided we're going to look obviously for gold because the gold deposits were already identified by them, but also take another look at the CRD opportunity because really with their inattention to it when Homestake and Barrick showed up, it's really been about 50 years, 50 or 60 years since anybody's really looked for CRDs here. And our first target, bang, we hit really good material. And there's actually two zones. We're going to be announcing the additional results from what we call the lower zone that we discovered likely next week. And we're pretty excited by that zone as well. So this is looking like a pretty significant discovery and has our team very excited. And again, we for the second time this year, we have increased our budget for exploration here for 2022.
Well, let's talk about that, what's to come, because I think a lot of people are going to be excited to see what the follow-up here is. You mentioned there's more holes from the second zone down a little deeper. How many more holes are you drilling here, Ewan? What's the follow-up plan on this target, and how does that roll into next year's plan as well?
I think we've released about 25 holes so far from the 2022 drill program at Ruby Hill. And we're drilling, I think, holes 69 or 70. So there's another 45 holes, both into the gold horizons, that's the Ruby Deeps deposit, but also of late, almost our entire intention has been on this hilltop zone. And while we're drilling hilltop, it's a new area. We wouldn't be surprised if we see additional gold zones develop because the mineralizing event here is pretty spectacular. And we've had a lot of success in stepping out and testing new areas. We also discovered the 007 gold zone in this year's program. And we also discovered mineralization up in the Blue Sky to the north area. So we're having a lot of success at Ruby Hill, and hopefully this will continue for the next years to come as we continue to explore and develop this project.
Well, and just one more question, and it's going to be actually not on the gold or the base metals, on the silver. You do have quite a nice silver endowment at i80 Gold, and most of the focus has been on all four projects that you have about 14.5 million ounces of gold, but you also have about 180 million ounces of silver, which that would be for a small junior company, a great resource to have just as their whole kit and caboodle. So is there also some silver at this? I know that there's some in these drill intercepts, but I believe there was a Mineral Point area that also has a lot of silver here at Ruby Hill. Could you maybe speak to that just for a moment?
Yeah, Mineral Point is actually the largest deposit in our portfolio. It's not in our near-term development plan, but it's an open pit project we'll be looking to advance in probably in several years that has over 5 million ounces of gold heap leach, and it also has about 170 million ounces of silver. It's actually one of the biggest undeveloped silver deposits, never mind the 5.5 million ounces of gold that I think you'll find anywhere in North America. And this hilltop discovery is right beside that. And with these grades, it's not going to take long for us to add a lot of silver. So our company, I think a bit overlooked is the fact that we're one of the largest holders of silver resources in all of the United States. And with our drilling this year, we expect a pretty material increase in our company's silver endowment going forward.
Well, Ewan, we'll keep following along as you put out all this news. There's still a lot of drill holes to release with about 45 more holes. Very well done to your exploration team on this hilltop zone. We're excited to see what the other target has in store, and we'll bring you back on when you have more results to share with us here at the KE Report.
All right. Thanks for having me on again, Chad.